Oh, it's you. All right, no need for sarcasm. What do you want? What do you mean you don't have a room? You booked the hotel, so... It was double booked and the other guest got to the room first. Of course, what else would I expect from this god-awful place? So, what are you going to do? What? You are asking me for help? There are no rooms left. Of course there aren't. Oh, well, sucks to be you, I guess. What am I supposed to... Okay, just come in. Yeah, of course I'm going to let you in. I'm not a monster. I do think this is a little funny, though. You, of all people, made a mistake. So what's it like getting a taste of your own medicine? You really should double, no, triple check all your documents for this trip. You know, I've heard that somewhere. Oh yeah, from you. Like you always drill into my head. Very annoyingly, I might add. Okay. I've had my fun. Get in here. There is a couch, but I'll be honest, it's not very comfortable. I tried sitting on it earlier. It's like a rock. But if in doubt, I do have a double bed. Yeah, I'm not happy about it either, but here we are. And like I said, I'm not a monster. What? You'd rather take the couch? Fine, suit yourself. I'm going to bed. Here, take a pillow. Okay. Yeah, I was just heading to sleep when you came by, so good night, I guess. Oh my god, stop. I can't listen to that all night. Right, like I said, it's a shitty couch. Just get up here. Sleep in the bed with me. It'll be fine. Oh, come on. The only thing more annoying than you rustling around that couch all night is you playing the nice guy card and not wanting to intrude. So, get in. Last chance. Oh my god. No, it won't be weird. What are you, 12? It's fine. We're both adults, aren't we? No, trust me, I'm not flattering myself. At all. Better? Yeah. Memory foam mattresses are much better than whatever that awful couch is made of. Don't worry, it's just one night and then we're done. We never have to talk about this ever again, all right? I just can't wait to get this presentation over and done with tomorrow. No, ironically enough, not because of you. Yeah, you drive me insane with your schedules and your stupid punctuality and, of course, micromanaging. Yes, you do. You absolutely micromanage. Well, if you don't mean to, why are you so insistent on it? Because the boss is on your case all the time to make sure it's perfect. Right. Yeah, I know. He drives me nuts, too. I don't even know why he put me on this conference. I mean, this is going to be a great move career-wise. I feel a bit out of my depth. I'm surprised he picked me. He thought we'd make a good fit together. And look how that's working out for us. You're serious? You recommended me for this? I had no idea. Why? You think I'm the best person for the job? That's really flattering. Thank you.
Do you still think that now that we work together?
Well, same. You're good at your job, but I'm glad this project's almost done too. Because you're easily one of the most insufferable people I've ever had to work with. I've never both respected and cringed at someone at the same time. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, yeah. Maybe I noticed a little. Not that I was looking or anything, but you're only wearing that. And yeah, we're close together. I thought it was just a body response. Not specifically about me. Okay, yeah. Maybe there's a bit of whatever. Tension. What? You want to, like, do something about it? What? Like, we never work together again, so we don't. Oh. Oh my God, are you serious? You almost make me pull my hair out with this project, and then you go and you do that. No. I mean, I didn't hate it. And I never said you should stop. What? You want me to? God, you're so egotistical, you want me to admit it. Okay, fine. I admit you're a conventionally attractive guy. Oh, come on. I'm only saying you're attractive. It's not like I'm going to fall in love with you. Please, you're definitely not my type. But that doesn't mean we can't have fun tonight. Right? There's barely enough room in here for your ego as it is. I need to make sure you know this is for one night only. Yeah, only tonight. And tomorrow, we never speak of this again. You don't tell anyone, ever. Deal?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.